Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, 1 week ago today, Carol and I had a conversation, and we didn't know what was going to happen the rest of the day, and then it did, and then we weren't happy. But she's back, and Carol, I appreciate all your timely insight leading up to the election. Real quickly, your thoughts on what happened and your reaction to it.
You know, it's funny. The Democrats are really committed to calling this a wave. And, you know, it was a good election for them. I don't know why it has to be the terminology must be wave, and all these pieces are like, yes, it was a wave. Look, it was a wave. I think both parties kind of walked away from this feeling pretty good, or should. The Democrats, you know, obviously won the House, picked up a bunch of seats, and the Republicans made gains in the Senate. And it's sort of, they should both be happy.
Yeah, you'd think.
The way things are, they're not.
You know what's robbing, I think, the nation of that on some level, and even the discussion of moving on with it, is all the nonsense in Arizona and Florida and Georgia. And, okay, yeah, so Arizona's absolutely been called, and they picked up a seat there. But the governor's race in Georgia, where this,
Stacey Abrams?
Stacey Abrams. The nonsense that she's now calling for, and what the Democrats in Florida have called for in terms of letting people that aren't citizens vote, and they couch it in, you know, voter suppression, and you're not letting the people speak. But Carol, we shouldn't be letting non-citizens vote, right? That's common sense.
Absolutely.
Americans know that, right?
You know,
we do know that this is an American election.
Yeah, the idea that voter fraud is some kind of conspiracy theory is ridiculous. Voter fraud happens. It happens.
But here's my frustration, and I want to know if you feel the same way. I've heard everybody under God's sun say over the last week, voter fraud this, people calling them out on Twitter, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, all these people calling for Brenda Snipes to be done away with. Can anybody actually take action on this? Like, it's one thing to sit around and kvetch and gripe about it, but I haven't seen anybody actually say, okay, well, we're going to, the Secretary of State's office, somebody come in and say, we're going to take over the counting to make sure that it's done right. I would think somebody would have done that by now.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the law is in Florida. I've heard that the governor can replace her, so that would be interesting once that's finally certified. But I'm really not sure. So, But the fact that she gets away with blatantly breaking the law and not following the process, and it's nothing to do with her being a Democrat, nothing to do with it being a Democratic county.
Right.
I mean, I think Rubio said this, Miami-Dade is an overwhelmingly Democratic county, and yet...
And much bigger than Broward. And much bigger than Broward, with a bigger population, and somehow they got all their votes counted on time.
Yeah, this is a Broward County problem. And the additional thing of like, oh, these ballots were poorly designed. They were designed by a Democrat. Every elected official in Broward is a Democrat. They have to take responsibility for their own actions.
That's frustrating. Anyway, hey, speaking of frustrating, you wrote about this incident this week. Tucker Carlson, the primetime star for Fox News Channel, had a very unfortunate set of events kind of beset him. And I knew about the one. I just found out about the second one yesterday. But he had a mob come to his house. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. An Antifa mob surrounded his house, had his address on their signs, graffitied his driveway, tried to break down his door while his wife was home. His four children were not at home at the time. She had to hide in a back room. She thought it was a home invasion, which was, you know, a very normal
Who wouldn't of us think that, of course?
Right. And, you know, it's crazy because they have to, I mean, the risk of the person inside having a weapon should be fairly high, and yet they proceeded with this kind of behavior. And, you know, I think it's a real threat to the First Amendment to do this kind of thing, to try to shut down Tucker Carlson's speech. As he said, they're not asking him to change any policies or even his opinion. They're just saying, stop talking. And, you know, that's far greater threat to our freedom of press than, you know, Acosta losing his press pass where CNN could just send a different reporter. Yet one is seen as a existential threat to our First Amendment, and the other one isn't, and that's really too bad.
Do you think that the press has chosen not to cover the Tucker Carlson mob on purpose?
Well, it's interesting because obviously we're in the, you know, deep in this, and on Twitter it was a big story. But after my article came out on Friday, I got several emails saying, I have not heard about this story. So this is not a mainstream story. People do not know about this. And it's really just crazy. And, you know, a follow-up to this, you and I kind of touched on this today on Twitter, but Kat Timpf, a reporter for Fox News, a commentator, got chased out of a Brooklyn bar. Now, I want anybody to name one controversial thing that Kat Timpf has ever said, and I bet you they can't do it, because she's not a super controversial commentator. She's sort of middle of the road. She's not super right-wing. She's not left-wing. She's just...
She came up through Barstool Sports. Like, it doesn't get more, like, middle of the road than that.
Yeah. I the fact that she is not welcome in a Brooklyn bar because she happens to work at Fox, I mean, this is the future, and people need to be called out on it.
Well, didn't Brian Kilmeade have a similar experience on the subway just a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, he got chased on the subway, got taunted. I find that to be, while I like Brian Kilmeade a lot, and that's sort of a different story to me. You're in public, anything can happen, crazy people can yell at you in public. Being chased out of a private establishment or having protesters try to break down your door is next level to me. It's, while I don't think Brian Kilmeade should have anything shouted on him on the subway, it is a public space, and it's sort of a different situation, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, although a bar is a public space, and, you know, she probably went there with the intention of meeting friends and having a fairly enjoyable evening. And, you know, it's just sad to see.
The bar is owned privately, and where were the owners?
And my prediction, Carol, is we better get ready for more of this, because it seems like the leaders of the Democratic Party only hope to incite this the further they go along, because there are no reasonable voices over there anymore. There's no one saying, hey, this isn't the way we should be going. And if they don't, what incentive is there to do it? Anyway, read Carol's piece. It's really good in the New York Post. The mob at Tucker Carlson's house is a threat to freedom. Carol Markowitz, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we continue, much more breaking news straight ahead. Also, the check on tech. Ari Zolden in the house today. Stay here.